real quickly where we're at and what we need to work on and what we need to do to continue on throughout the conference season.
Early vibes, are you getting the feeling that this is going to be a much improved conference this year?
Yeah, I think so. From the very top, it's going to be solid. Obviously, Morningside, Concordia, Northwestern are all three really good and fairly deep teams. And then you throw in those middle of the pack teams like Dakota Wesleyan and Mount Marty and Dort and even Midland this year, I think, is going to be much improved. Doan is better. And Nebraska Wesleyan has a new coach. So top to bottom, I really think that, it's going to be one of those years where if you're not ready to play, you could probably get beat by just about anybody.
Start off the conference season on Saturday with a loss to Northwestern, 99-83. It's a game that you guys were in most of the way, and maybe the final couple of minutes is where it fell apart.
Yeah, we were tied up at 79. We made a huge run with about 5 minutes to go. So we sat there tied at 79, and down the stretch, we had a couple fouls and they shot some free throws and then they hit a couple big shots and we had several shots not fall. And obviously if they're making shots and we're not, it ended up on a Northwestern run, unfortunately. But our kids battled pretty well for the first, half for sure. And Northwestern's a great team and we needed to probably slow them down a little bit more than we did. They had their leading scorer had a good day against us. And we didn't shoot well from the floor at all, especially from the perimeter three-point line. And that's something that, we're going to have to improve over this course of the season in order to win those kind of games.
You're six games into the season now. You're shooting, 38% from the field and 19% from three-point territory. Obviously, your Achilles heel right here at the start of the season.
Yeah, the way that the game has been called the start of the season has changed how some people are guarding a little bit and it's allowed some more perimeter shots and unfortunately we haven't knocked down a ton of those and we have good shooters on our team and they'll be fine. They just a couple of them are in a slump right now and they'll pull themselves out and we'll be fine. In the meantime, we just got to make sure that we're being selective in the shots that we're taking and making sure that we're being patient and getting the best shot we can get.
We haven't talked to you about the ways they're calling the basketball games this year. We've seen a ton of free throws in the games we have seen, not only with you guys, but with the men's team too. How is that changing the way you guys might be coaching or maybe attacking things?
Well, I don't think it changes our philosophy much. We've always been a team that stresses fundamentally sound defense without fouling. And so I think, that should be to our advantage. But definitely the number of fouls called changes kind of the flow of the game, I think, a little bit. And with as many free throws that are being shot, the scores, as you've seen, have been probably, 10 to 15 points higher in probably almost every game that either we've been a part of or scores that I've seen. So definitely higher scoring games.
Maybe your bench might come into play a little bit more this year because of that, huh?
Yeah, we haven't been in too much foul trouble over the course of the first six games, but we've been in a little bit here and there, and we've had kids step up off the bench and do a great job. So that will continue to be important as we move forward.
It's been Cammy Bruckman and Jamie Van Kirk and Laurel Zwiener, who's really carried the offensive load so far. Anybody else step up for you in the first six games?
Yeah, Chanel Farmer played a great game for us at Friends University in Wichita last week. She hit a couple of huge shots, made a big play and for a steal and a quick two-point, conversion. So she definitely has played a huge role. And we have several other kids who can score it. We've been sharing the ball fairly well. Those three just tend to have kind of a scoring knack and obviously Laurel's hard to stop inside. So we try to get her plenty of touches and I think, moving forward, more people are probably going to need to get involved in the scoring category.
Laurel's winner had 20 points and 7 rebounds against Northwestern on Saturday, obviously a good game for her.
Yeah, Laurel's doing a good job of making herself, available in the post and really working hard, early and fighting for post position and the improvement in her strength has been huge in being able to do that over the course of a game. We'll obviously continue to use her, and she's drawing a lot of double teams, which obviously should help our perimeter shooting in the future.
It's was going to say, a team's going to start to double team her and maybe open up some things on the outside for us?
Absolutely. We've already seen, you know, a ton of doubles on Laurel, and we've got to find ways to make sure that we're taking advantage of those opportunities when she is being double teamed. Obviously, somebody's not being guarded somewhere. And so, you know, our team has definitely got to recognize who's open and how to get it there and be able to attack when they do double team.
Okay, it's Doan tonight. We'll come back and talk about the Tigers as the pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Carrie Hofstetter. It's Hastings and Doan here tonight, a women's ball game as we see the Tigers for the first time this season. It's a team that's maybe had a down year last year, but they look like they might be much improved.
Yeah, you know, they are. They have a lot of really young kids who play really, really hard and who are pretty talented. Doan always gives great effort on the court, and, you know, this is always a great game. We're looking forward to a challenge. They're definitely going to, you know, be inspired to play hard like they always do. But Hannah Dostal is a handful. She always is. She's a tough matchup for a guard, and she's a tough matchup for a post because she uses her feet so well, and she's left-handed, and she shoots it well and drives it. So she's a post player that causes a little bit of a matchup issue. And then they also have a sophomore post player who played a little bit last year who's really improved, and she's been making, you know, a lot of noise in the post in their first games.
This is a team that's been putting some points on the scoreboard. They've been shooting the ball extremely well, so maybe a lot better than us, too, as far as shooting the ball from the field. So it's a team we'll have to shut down offensively tonight.
Yeah, you know, we're definitely going to have to play well defensively. We're going to have to take some of the things that they do really well away, which is obviously always our game plan. But they'll try to play fast and play in transition, and we're going to have to be able to, you know, really slow them down. Our transition defense is going to have to be really good tonight, and then we're going to have to be solid in the half court also without fouling.
How has the defense been so far this year in the transition defense?
For the most part, pretty solid. I thought we struggled a little bit against Northwestern. The way that they play is constant movement, you know, a lot of back screens, a lot of ball cuts to the rim. And so that was the first time we've seen something like that. And I thought we had a little bit of trouble there, mostly communication and mistakes on our part that hopefully we can, you know, get straightened out over the course of the next few weeks. But for the most part, pretty solid. I really feel like we've been being able to out-rebound and defend teams and hold some teams, you know, under 15, 20 points under their average. So we'll definitely be challenged again in that tonight.
The loss is a good loss, but the loss to Northwestern may have woke us up a little bit and kind of showed us what we got to improve on. And then you had to have some encouragement because that is one of the top teams in the GPAC.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it just takes a really, really good offensive team to make your team see that, you know, your defense still has some work to do and some improvement. And, you know, we definitely need to clean things up a little bit. And I thought our effort was good at times, but like I said, some mental errors that, you know, you just have to eliminate if you're going to beat a great team like Northwestern. And I think it was a little bit of a confidence booster for some of our kids to see that, you know, for the most part, we were in that game. And it came down really to who could finish shots in those last 5 minutes and make plays. And unfortunately, we came down, you know, a little short in that area. But hopefully we can pull ourselves out of that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Doan tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hofstadter Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco Play-by-Play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS. The Doan College Tigers in town to take on Hastings. This will be a women's men's basketball doubleheader tonight with a women's game up first. Hastings coming in, a record of 5 wins and 1 loss on the season. The Broncos losing their last time out on Saturday, dropping a game to Northwestern, 99-83. Doan coming in, a mark of 3 wins and 3 losses. They opened up the conference last Saturday with a loss to Briarcliff, 106-92. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings will go with Cammy Bruckman, a 5'9" senior out of Silver Lake. Also joining her will be Abby Jackson, 5'6", a junior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Jamie Van Kirk, a 5'9" junior out of Sutton. Frankie Peterson is a 5'9" senior out of Cambridge. And Laurel Zwiener is a 6'4" and senior out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. Hastings, of course, coached by Kerry Hofstadter. The Doan College Tigers, they will go with Shelby Bittinger. She's a 5'9" sophomore out of Milford. Also, Hannah Barnard, a 5'6" freshman out of Beatrice. Callie Beller, a 5'5" senior out of Norfolk. Also, Heather Broman, a 5'11" sophomore out of Geneva. And Hannah Dostal, a 5'11" junior out of Atkinson, Nebraska. The Doan College Tigers are coached by Tracy Fairbanks. So it's Hastings and Doan here tonight. The Broncos come in a record of 5-1. Doan is at 3-3. As we get sent to go, Hastings College playing their second game of the conference season here tonight. Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left, dressed in their all whites with their crimson trim. Doan is going to be dressed in their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange, and Hastings College will control the opening tip. Doan and Hastings, always a great basketball game. We expect more of the same here tonight as the Broncos have the opening tip. Bruckman drives into the lane, throws up a left-handed shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound Peterson, has the ball stripped away. Goes out of bounds here to the near sideline, and they give the ball to Hastings. Last touch by the Tigers. So Hastings will play things in just underway here at Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Bronco basketball on 1230 KHIS. Bruckman has got it. Now to Jackson. Inside to Zwiener. Now to Jackson in the lane. Loses control of the ball. That's going to be picked up by Doan. First turnover on Hastings as the Tigers come back the other way with the ball. Bittinger moves it down in the corner to Hannah Dostal. Dostal driving inside, puts up a shot over Zwiener. It's around the rim and down. Hannah Dostal scores for the Tigers, and Doan comes out to a 2-0 lead. Doan is averaging 84 points per ball game on offense this year. Scored 92 and lost on Saturday. Doan grabs the early lead. There's Zwiener. Her shot is up there and in, and she's found in a play. Hastings works it inside to Laurel Zwiener. She put up kind of an off-balance shot. It went down through the hole. It wasn't pretty, but she got the end result. Laurel Zwiener had 20 the other night against Northwestern. It's on the scoreboard here for Hastings College as Zwiener will go to the free throw line. The personal foul is whistled there on Heather Broman of Doan. Her first foul and the first team foul on the Tigers. Shot from the free throw line by Laurel Zwiener is up and in. So Hastings College has their first lead at 3-2 with 19 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the first half. From Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Anna Barnard has got the ball for the Tigers. Barnard goes over to Callie Beller. Picked up there by Jackson of Hastings. On the wing on the left side is Heather Broman. Back out between the rings to Bittinger. Bittinger drives the ball against Cammy Bruckman. Takes the ball with the baseline. Throws up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Abby Jackson has got it. Jackson throws up a three. Her shot is up there. It's off the rim. No good. Peterson grabs the rebound. Trapp gets it back out here in three-point territory. That's a Bruckman with the ball. Now inside is Zwiener. Puts up an off-balance shot in the lane. It's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. Laurel Zwiener will go back to the free throw line for the second time.
Personal foul again is going to be called on Heather Broman of Doan. That's going to be her second foul and a second team foul called on the Tigers here in the opening minutes of the ball game. 3-2 is the score. Hastings has got the lead over Doan. And going to the free throw line will be Zwiener. Shot is up there is good. Laurel Zwiener has got all 4 points in the ball game. Alyssa Willicott comes into the ball game now for the Doan College Tigers. Willicott, a 5'11" and senior out of Blue Hill. Zwiener with all the points so far for Hastings. 4-2 is the score. Next free throw is up there and in. Zwiener's been doing a great job from the free throw line this year. 89%. Here's a steal now in backcourt by Van Kirk. Lays it off here to Peterson, and the shot is up and in. Frankie Peterson gets the field goal. Van Kirk got the steal. That's the first turnover on Doan. And Hastings College jumps out to an early 7-2 lead here in this ballgame. They've scored 7 straight points. There's a Bittinger with the ball. Moves it down into baseline now. That's going to be a foul call to get it down to Dostal. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Peterson of Hastings. That's going to be the first foul in Frankie Peterson. First foul in Hastings College. And now Doan will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They'll get it into a Hannah Dostal. She nearly carries the ball but gets away with it. Now she loses control. Picks it back up at the top of the key. Drives it inside. Forces up a shot. We got a traveling violation. Hannah Dostal trying to take it between a couple of Hastings College defenders. And she's whistled for the traveling violation. Second turnover on Doan here in the first half of play. Hastings with an early 7-2 lead here in this one. 18 minutes to play here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Jackson with the ball. Now across the top to Peterson. Moves on the dribble to the top of the key. Reverses it. Gets it to Breckman. Drives toward the hole. And the ball is going to be knocked out of her hands. Out of bounds. Hastings will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Abby Jackson will play it in for Hastings College. The Broncos as a team averaging about 76 points per ball game on offense. They get it inside to Laurel Zwiener. Her shot is up and in. Zwiener off of the inbound scores easily. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings onto a great start tonight. 9-2 is the score. Broncos leading the Tigers here tonight in women's college basketball. Barnard has got the ball. Moves it over in the wing on the left side. That's going to be Callie Beller who's got it now. Callie Beller behind the screen from Dostal. Tries to drive it inside. Can't do it. Bounce pass goes inside to Willicott. Her shot is up and in. Alyssa Willicott scoring there for the Tigers. That breaks a 9-0 run here for Hastings College. Now here's a steal as the Broncos turn it over for the second time here in the ball game. Beller comes back the other way. Free throw line jumper is up there and down. Callie Beller gets the steal and took it back the other way and scores it. 9-6 is the score now. Hastings with a 3-point lead here in the first half. Abby Jackson has got it now for the Broncos back into the forecourt. Jamie Van Kirk outside down to Breckman. Her 3-pointer is put up there. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound is lost. Out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. That's something that Hastings has really struggled with offensively, and that's 3-point shooting this year. Only 19% of their 3-pointers have found their range so far this year, and Broncos are hitting only 38% from the field. 9-6 is the score. Here's Cammie Breckman with it. Drives it inside, puts it up there left-handed, and scores. Cammie Breckman on the drive inside scores with the left hand. Hastings out to an 11-6 lead now over Doan. As the Tigers come back the other way, Morgan Hill is into the ball game now. Morgan comes out to Dostal at the top of the key. Here's Anna Dostal with the ball, now behind his screen from Willicott. Moves it over there on the wing to Morgan Hill. Drives the ball toward the goal. Scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson of Hastings. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Here comes Jamie Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk into the offensive zone. Moves it to the top of the key. Drives it to the elbow. Comes out here to Frankie Peterson. Comes across the top now. That's going to be Cammie Bruckner with it. Moves it down to the baseline. That's Van Kirk. She tries to force the ball inside. It's going to be deflected out of bounds there by Morgan Hill of Doan. Sierra Williamson coming to the ball game now for Hastings, and going out is going to be Zwiener. Sierra is a 6-foot junior out of Broomfield, Colorado. 11-6 is the score. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Here's Bruckman, drives the ball inside again. Her shot is up and in. Cammie Bruckman with her second field goal of the ball game, and Hastings is out to a 13-6 lead here in this first half from Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Here's Callie Beller with the ball. Beller moves it over here on the wing to Morgan Hill. Now to Dostal, drives it down the lane. The ball poked away and is picked up by Van Kirk. Third turnover on Doan, 2-on-2, back the other way. Van Kirk now to Breckman, drives it into the paint, stops, puts up an off-balance shot. It's off the front iron, no good. Van Kirk had the rebound. She lost it. It's picked up here by Callie Beller. Beller runs her back the other way on the dribble for Doan. Moves it over in the wing on the left side with the ball over there. Is going to be a Shelby Bittinger. Gives it away. Now she drives it to the goal and scores. Shelby Bittinger scores there for the Tigers. 13-8 is the score. There's a double team now in Jackson. Abby gets it away. A pass to Frankie Peterson. Inter pass to the near sideline is intercepted. Intercepted by Bittinger. She drives it against Peterson. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Dostal. Dostal to the free throw line. They get it to Morgan Hill. She takes it to the hole against Van Kirk. Her shot is no good. Rebound is loose. Picked up by Dostal the lane. Kicks it back out here. Three-pointer by Beller down through the hole. Callie Beller hits a three-pointer. And the Tigers are back to within 2 points here. Donut scored the last five in the ball game. 13-11 is the score now. Hastings College with a lead. Abby Jackson with the ball. Abby gets it out here to a Jamie Van Kirk. Now to Jackson. Feeds it inside to Sierra Williamson. Outside to Bruckman. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there too strong. No good. Bounces off of the front iron. And the rebound comes down to Dostal. Anna Dostal has got it here in backcourt for Doan. Gets it away to Callie Beller. Beller comes back the other way as she works against Jackson. Beller comes over here on the high wing on the right side to Morgan Hill. Bounce pass down low. Shot by Dostal is no good. Foul is going to be called. It's going to go in Sierra Williamson of Hastings. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two called on the Broncos here in the first half of play. Going to the free throw line is going to be Hannah Dostal for Doan. Dostal is averaging 20.2 points per ball game so far this season. She's hit 78% of her foul shots. But she throws up an air ball here from the free throw line. Doan is a team, pretty good shooting team to start off the year. 65% from the free throw line, 45% from the field, and 36% from three-point territory. Dostal will have one more. Second one is up there as good. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. Dostal has got 3 points. The Hastings lead is now down to one at 13-12. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Chelsea Morton. Morton, a 5'7" sophomore out of Holdridge. And also into the ball game, Autumn Zenon, the senior out of Arlington, Texas. And Autumn brings the ball up the right sideline now for Hastings College. Brings it into the offensive zone. Comes over here to Breckman. Free throw line extended left side. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Out to the top of the key. A three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good there by Samuelson, who's into the ball game. Out to Breckman as she drives the ball in the hole. Her shot no good. The ball tapped around and is picked up here by the Tigers. And a Barnard comes down with the ball for Doan. Back the other way. They get it to a Morgan Hill. Doan can pull ahead here with a field goal. And a Barnard with the ball. Comes out between the rings now. Directing traffic out there is going to be Callie Beller. Callie Beller hands it away to Barnard. Comes across the top. That's Morgan Hill. She drives it down the lane all the way to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. It's blocked out of bounds. That's going to be Doan playing it in. Baseline left side underneath her own basket. 13-12 is the score. You're listening to Bronco women's basketball tonight. You're on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. There's a traveling violation on Callie Beller for Doan. Turnover number four on the Tigers. Hastings with three turnovers early. Here comes Shelby Bittinger back into the ballgame now for the Tigers. And going out will be Callie Beller. Doan is going to apply some pressure here in backcourt now. Here's Autumn Zenon with the ball for Hastings. Left-handed dribble brings it up the near sideline. Stops still in backcourt. They get it to a Holly Samuelson. She gets it into the offensive scoring zone now for the Broncos. Out to Autumn Zenon. Zenon hands it away to Chelsea Morton. Morton comes across the top now. That's going to be Bruckman with the ball. Tries to drive it there against Barnard and can't do it. Comes out to the elbow. There's a shot thrown up there by Williamson. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped by Samuelson. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul going to be called here on Doan. Allie Satterley picks up the personal foul for Doan. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Tigers. Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Morton has got it. Now to Zenon down in the corner on the right side. Throws up a three-pointer from the deep right corner. Her shot is up and in. A three-pointer by Autumn Zenon. She's been hitting only 11% of her three-pointers so far this season, but she cans that one from deep in the left corner. Hastings down with a 16-12 lead. Driving the ball toward the goal again is going to be Morgan Hill. Throws it to Barnard out here for three on the right side. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Zenon. Zenon runs it down the right sideline, switches hands, brings it to her left side, dribbles it to the free throw line, down in the corner. There's Samuelson, a shot for three, no good. Rebound is loose in the lane, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul going to be called here on Autumn Zenon of Hastings. That's going to be her first, team foul number three on the Broncos. Laurel Zwiener comes into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Williamson. Here comes Chanel Farmer into the ball game now for Hastings. Replacing Cammy Breckman is going to get a quick breather. Also coming into the ball game now for Doan is going to be Brianna Hageldorn comes into the ball game now. So Hageldorn is into the contest for the Tigers. Hastings College has got the lead 16-12 here in this one. In the early minutes of this ballgame, there's a shot from inside. The free throw circle is up and in. Callie Beller knocks one down for Doan. She's got 7 points in the ballgame for the Tigers. 16-14. Doan staying right with Hastings College here tonight. Chelsea Morton with the ball comes across the top. That's Holly Samuelson. Hamilton over to Zenon on the deep wing on the right side. Dribbles it inside the free throw circle. Drives it toward the goal. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Farmer. Chanel Farmer shot from the baseline up there from 10 feet away. No good. Rebound comes down to Hageldorn. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Barnard. Throws it in the lane to Dostal. Twisting and turning. Her shot is up and in. Hannah Dostal scores. She's got 5 points in the ballgame, and we are tied up. 16 points apiece. 12 minutes to play here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. Holly Samuelson with the ball at the top of the key. Samuelson moves it down to Farmer. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Zwiener out to Morton. Free throw line extended right side. Her shot is up and in. Chelsea Morton scoring there for Hastings. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Broncos go out on top again by the score of 18-16. Callie Beller has got it down for Doan. Comes across the top. Picked up there by Chanel Farmer. Over to Shelby Bittinger. Her pass down low is going to be off of the fingertips of Dostal out of bounds. Doan turns it away for the fifth time here in this first half. 18-16, Hastings College with a two-point lead here in this one. 11:28 to play. Men's game will follow this one tonight. Scheduled tip-off time is 8 o'clock here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Autumn Zenon has got the ball. Zenon comes over to Chanel Farmer. Down to Morton, top of the key. Back to Farmer on the way. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Double team. Out to Zenon on the right side. Down in the corner to Samuelson. Her shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound is loose in the lane. Farmer had it. She lost it and is picked up here by Callie Beller. Beller runs it back 2-on-1. Loses control of the ball. Out of bounds. And it's going to be a Doan turnover. Beller leading a 2-on-1 break back the other way. Working against Autumn Zenon of Hastings. And Beller just lost control of the dribble. It goes out of bounds. That's 6 turnovers on Doan here in this first half of play. The Tigers have been averaging 15 per ball game through the first 6 games of the season here. Autumn Zenon has got the ball now for Hastings College down the near sideline. Goes over on the wing on the right side to Chelsea Morton. Down in the corner to Samuelson. Samuelson holds it. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Double team, triple team. Goes to Morton. Drives the ball into the hole. She's knocked down in the foul called. Chelsea Morton is knocked down in the play. A personal foul is going to be whistled here on Morgan Hill of Doan. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 4 on the Tigers. Down to the scorer's table and checking in. The next opportunity will be Cammy Bruckman. Chelsea Morton is at the free throw line for Hastings. Morton, a 50% foul shooter so far, 1 out of 2 for the season. And she cans her first one here tonight. Morton with 3 points in the ballgame. Holly Samuelson checks out. Bruckman is back in. Hastings is a team hitting 74% of their foul shots this year, but only 38% from the field and 19% from three-point range. Next shot is up there. It is good by Chelsea Morton. She's now got 4 points. The Hastings lead is back up to 4 at 20-16. 10 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. Doan has got the basketball back in their offensive end, shooting to our basket to our right. Here in the first half, it's Dostal with the ball at the free throw line. As she posts up there, throws up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. Farmer chips the ball, comes to the near sideline. Battle for it. It's going to be picked up here by Doan. Gets it out to a Shelby Bittinger. Bittinger now at the top of the key. That's going to be Morgan Hill. Morgan Hill gets it to a Callie Beller. Back to Hill. Free throw line extended left side. Hill is open for the three. Takes the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings. Long pass to the midcourt stripe to get it to Bruckman. She drives it down the lane. Dishes off the Farmer. Shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Great job there defensively by Shelby Bittinger. Getting back for the Doan defense. And knocking that ball out of the hands of Chanel Farmer just to the left of the basket. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Here comes Willicott back into the ball game for Doan. And Hageldorn will come to the bench now for the Tigers. Hastings will play things in. That's going to be Abby Jackson who's back into the ball game. Gets it out here in three-point territory. With the ball over there is going to be Jamie Van Kirk, rather Frankie Peterson. Frankie Peterson comes over here to Jackson on the wing, drives it down on the baseline, stops there. Jackson lobs it inside to Zwiener. Back door, they threw it over the head of Frankie going to the basket. So Hastings turns the ball away here in the first half, and Doan will come back the other direction. Hastings College leading by the score of 20-16. 9:47 to play here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. Tigers have the ball back the other way. Callie Beller has got it. Beller out to Morgan Hill. Brings it back over here to Beller on the near sideline. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Dosta with the ball. Her pass across the wing is going to be deflected and is picked up there by Farmer. Turnover number 7 on Doan. Farmer gets the ball to Bruckman. Her pass down the floor is going to be deflected out of bounds. Beller gets her hands on it, knocks it out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. This is the right of the basket here, right near the bench for Doan as they will play things in. 9:28 left here in the first half. Hastings jumped down to a 9-2 lead here in this one. Now leading by a score of 20-16. Jackson has got the ball. Jackson down in the corner to Farmer for three. Bingo. Chanel Farmer cans the three from deep in the left corner. Farmer gets in the scorebook here. That's her first field goal. Hastings out by 7 now. Here's a three-pointer back the other way. It's going to be no good by Callie Beller. Rebound is battled for. 2-3 players hit the deck. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch there by the Tigers. Bronco basketball this year brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 23-16. Broncos have a 7-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Abby Jackson goes inside to Zwiener. Zwiener spins, puts up a shot. It's going to be partially deflected by Willicott out of bounds. Alyssa Willicott, the former Blue Hill Bobcat, knocks the ball out of bounds there. It's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Abby Jackson will inbound here for Hastings. Looking, finally gets it into Zwiener with her back to the basket. Zwiener dribbles the ball into the lane, tries to put a move on, dumps it away here. There's a shot by Bruckman, it's up and in. Bruckman puts up a shot there, assist by Zwiener. Bruckman gets the field goal. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, 25-16. Hastings College with a 9-point lead again. Bounce pass goes inside to Dostal, moves it down in the corner. That's Morgan Hill, drives the baseline, puts it up there and scores off of the window. Morgan Hill scores for Doan, 25-18. Broncos leading by 7. Hastings quickly back in the offensive zone. Chanel Farmer has got it to Bruckman. Goes inside to Zwiener. Her pass is deflected, but a foul is called. Personal foul called here on Morgan Hill of Doan. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number 5 on the Tigers in this first half of play. Shelby Bittinger comes back into the ball game now for the Tigers, replacing Morgan Hill. So Bittinger is in. Hill is out. Hastings will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Broncos leading by a score of 25-18 in women's college basketball tonight. They lob it in here to Chanel Farmer right at the top of the three-point arc. Gives it away to Bruckman. Drives it down to the baseline. Dumps it off down to Zwiener in the lane. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Down for the rebound is loose. Jackson has got it. Jackson down to Peterson. To Bruckman. Drives it toward the goal. Nice move to the basket, but she blows the shot. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Gets it back inside and shot is up and in. That's Frankie Peterson scoring there. Hastings with three shots in the hole. Great job of the offensive glass here by Hastings College. 8 minutes and 3 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 27, Doan 18.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Getting into the full swing of things now. Football season wrapped up last Saturday. Hastings College playing their second conference game of the season here tonight against the Doan College Tigers. And Hastings has got the lead by a score of 27-18. Inbounds pass for Doan is deflected out of bounds again by Frankie Peterson. Doan will play it in here on the near sideline. Tigers play it in. They're trailing in the ball game by 9, 27-18. Hannah Barnard has got the ball now for Doan. Bounce pass comes out between the rings. Callie Beller has got it. Beller moves it over to Willicott. Up high over on the left side. Goes down in the corner to Barnard. Back outside, a three-pointer by Bittinger. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Dostal. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she was hacked on the arm here by Frankie Peterson of Hastings. Second foul on Peterson. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line will be Hannah Dostal for Doan. Dostal is averaging 20.2 points per ball game. She is their leading scorer on the team. And Dostal throws down the free throw. It's going to be up and in. Dostal now with 6 points in the ball game. Peterson comes out now for Hastings College, and coming into the ball game again is going to be Holly Samuelson. So Dostal has got 6 in the ball game. Here's the next free throw. It's up there and in. So Dostal with 7 points in the ball game. The Doan deficit is 7 points. Hastings with the lead. Here comes Abby Jackson back the other way now for Hastings College. Jackson goes over in the high wing over the right side. That's going to be Van Kirk, who's back into the ball game. To Breckman, now to Jackson. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson, and a kicking violation here on Dossal of Doan. So it's going to be Hastings playing it in here right in front of the Doan bench. 7:28 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of the Tigers tonight by a score of 27-20. Hastings jumped out to the 9-2 lead after trailing early. 3-2. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk out here in three-point territory, dribbling with the ball. Van Kirk drives it toward the goal. Her scoop shot is up there on the baseline. It's going to be no good, but she was hacked in the arm. A personal foul called here on Shelby Bittinger of Doan. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Tigers. We've had 10 fouls called between the two teams here so far in this ball game. Jamie Van Kirk to the free throw line for Hastings. Her shot is up there and a shot no good. Van Kirk, of course, the transfer from North Dakota State, came here during the offseason, averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds per game, 81% free throw shooter. Her next one is up there is good, so she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, her first point of the ball game tonight. Hastings College now has a 28-20 lead with 7 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the first half. Callie Beller with a ball for Doan, not a Dostal. Far sideline, Barnard has got it. Out to Bittinger at the top of the key, around the screen from Dostal, moves it to the right side of the lane, now trapped there. Good defense by Samuelson, moves it down on the baseline to Broman. Back out here on the wing, that's Bittinger with the ball to the free throw line. Dostal will throw it up, her shot's going to be too strong, no good. Rebound in the lane there by Broman. Broman is trapped, throws it back out here into three-point territory. Callie Beller has got to get the fresh shot clock here. Down to 6:45 to play in the first half. Over on the wing on the right side to Bittinger. Moves it down on the baseline. That's a Callie Beller with the ball, directing some traffic. Uses a screen. Now a bounce pass goes inside. That's Broman. She spins toward the lane and puts it up there and scores. Spins toward the baseline and scores. Heather Broman scores for Doan. Now 28-22 is the score. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Broncos back with the ball. There's Breckman to a wide-open Samuelson on the baseline. She misses the 10-footer. Rebound comes down to Doan's Dostal, and a foul is called on Jackson. Abby Jackson picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 in the Broncos. Into the ball game again for Doan is going to be Allie Satterley. Satterley comes in. Hannah Dostal checks out. So Satterley back in there, a 5'9" freshman out of Burlington, Colorado. She will play it in here in backcourt and bounce pass. It is nearly stolen. Now it is, but Satterley gets it back. Satterley down to Barnard as he runs her back the other way down the right sideline. Hastings with a 6-point lead, 28-22 here in women's college basketball. Callie Beller has got it. Comes across the top to a Broman. Broman picked up there by Sierra Williamson of Hastings as the Broncos stay with the man-to-man. Bittinger drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. There's no good, but she is fouling the play. Foul is going to go on Breckman. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 6 on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line is going to be Shelby Bittinger. Bittinger so far this year averaging 12.2 points per ball game, 5.2 rebounds per game. She's an 81% foul shooter here for the Tigers, and her shot is up there. It's good. Doan is hitting 45% of their field goal tries so far this year, 36% from three-point territory, 65% from the free throw line. Bittinger's next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So she hits both free throws. Now a 28-24 ball game. Laurel Zwiener comes back into the ball game now for Hastings College. Alyssa Willicott comes in now for the Tigers. Doan will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Hastings with a 4-point lead, 28-24. Here comes Bruckman down the near sideline. Left-handed dribble gets it out to Jackson. Jackson now comes across the top to Van Kirk. Inside to Zwiener with her back to the basket. Puts up a left-handed shot. Good. Laurel Zwiener scores over Willicott. Zwiener now with 9 points in the ballgame. She had 20 on Saturday in the ballgame against Northwestern. Here's Shelby Bittinger with the ball. Drives it inside the ring. Now retreats, throws up a three-pointer. Way off the mark, no good. Rebound, Willicott. Her shot, no good. She's on a foul in the play. Alyssa Willicott got the rebound. Went right back up with it for the Tigers. And she's fouled there on Zwiener. That's going to be the first foul on Laurel Zwiener. Team foul number 7 on the Broncos. So going to the free throw line is going to be Alyssa Willicott for the Tigers. She has got 2 points so far in the ball game, and her free throw is up there and in. Alyssa Willicott, a 50% foul shooter in the season. 3 out of 6 coming in here. Van Kirk comes out. Here comes Chelsea Morton back into the ball game now. For head coach Kerry Hofstetter and the Broncos. 30-25 is the score. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's no good by Willicott. The rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener's two-handed pass up the floor. Down the near sideline to Breckman. Drives the ball to the goal. Her shot is no good, but she's hit with a charging foul. Breckman is hit with a charging foul, driving the ball toward the goal there for Hastings. Breckman picks up personal foul number two. That's going to be team foul number eight on Hastings. So Ali Satterley will play things in now for Doan. That's going to go down as a turnover on Hastings, their fifth of the first half. The Broncos have a five-point lead. It is 30-25. Here's Callie Beller with the ball now for Doan. Beller brings it into the offensive zone there as she works against Chelsea Morton. Down to Willicott, moves it to the near sideline. It's Barnard with the ball. Moves it down to the baseline. Another foul is going to be called. They work it down there to Callie Beller, and the foul is going to be called here on Chelsea Morton of Hastings. That's going to be the first foul on Morton. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Chanel Farmer. Going out will be Breckman. Going to the free throw line will be Callie Beller for Doan. Beller's got 7 points in the ball game. She's a 45% foul shooter in the season. As she will step to the free throw line, and her first one is going to be up there. It's good. Beller is going to have one more shot here. 30-26. Hastings out with a 4-point lead. Beller will have one more. Shot is up there. It's good. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for Beller. And Hastings now has a 3-point. And this first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. Ollie Samuelson with the ball. Now to Zwiener at the top of the key. Laurel Zwiener looking left. Laurel Zwiener looking right. Finally goes over in the wing on the right side to Chelsea Morton with it. Chelsea Morton dribbles once. Now to Autumn Zenin at the top of the key. Zenin with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Drives it toward the goal. Dishes off down there to Farmer. Farmer now to Morton. A little 10-footer from the right side is no good. Ball tapped around and a foul is called. Another foul is going to be called here on Hastings College at the 440 mark. But now we're going to walk to the other end of the floor for some free throws. That is Autumn Zenin picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Autumn Zenin picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number 10 on the Broncos. So we've had 16 fouls called here in the first half as Beller goes back to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That one is no good. Beller will get one more. Hastings lost their conference opener to Northwestern on Saturday, 99-83. The Tigers lost their conference opener on Saturday to Briarcliff, scored 92 points and lost as Briarcliff beat Doan by a score of 106-92. There's a shot from the free throw line by Beller. It's going to be no good. The ball being tapped around. Rebound. Dostal, and his shot is up and in. Dostal grabbing that loose ball there and scores as Winter had a tough time carousing that one for Hastings. And now the Tigers are back to within 1 point. 30-29 is the score. With 4.5 minutes to play here in the first half, here's Farmer for three. It's going to be way too strong. Long rebound. Adam Zenin has got the ball here for Hastings College. Zenin comes over on the left side to a Holly Samuelson. Samuelson back out to the top of the key. That's going to be Farmer now to Adam Zenin. Free throw line extended right side. Zenin looks at the three, passes up. Bounce pass goes inside. It's going to be taken away. Alyssa Willicott steals the ball away. That's going to be 6 turnovers now on Hastings College. Now the Tigers can grab the lead here with a field goal. Here's a Callie Beller with the ball picked up there by Farmer of Hastings College. Driving the ball toward the goal. We got a foul called. Got to go on Hastings. Driving the ball toward the goal is a Barnard. A foul here is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Chelsea Morton. That's going to be your second. Going to the free throw line for Doan is going to be Hannah Barnard. So the Tigers can actually grab the lead here. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. Callie Beller gets the free throw to go down, and we are tied up now at 30 points apiece. 3:52 remaining here in the first half. Here comes some more substitutions. Holly Samuelson checks out. Williamson comes back in, so now Hastings will go with both post players in there with Williamson and Zwiener in the lineup. Next shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good, but an offensive rebound here by Barnard. Her three-pointers put up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener gets the ball now to Abby Jackson as she runs it back the other way. We are tied up at 30 points apiece here as Hastings again drives the ball toward the goal, and a foul is going to be called. We've seen our share of fouls here in the first half. This one is going to go on Hannah Barnard for Doan. That's going to be her first. And going to the free throw line is going to be Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk, an 81% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight for Jamie Van Kirk, and Hastings reclaims the lead here. Doan had an early lead at 2-0. Hastings came back to grab a 3-2 advantage, and they led ever since. Next shot is going to be up there. It's going to be good by Van Kirk. Hastings back out to a 32-30 lead late in this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Here's Bittinger driving the ball toward the goal, and she's going to be fouled into play. So they're going to do a free throw shooting contest early as Chanel Farmer is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her first. And going to the free throw line for Doan is going to be Shelby Bittinger. She's got 4 points in the ball game. She's got a field goal. And she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line here tonight. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up and in. Shelby Bittinger gets the first one to go down here for the Tigers. 32-31 is the score. Hastings College holding on to a 1 point lead. Women's college basketball tonight. There's a second shot. It's up there and in. And we're tied up again at 32 points apiece. Got the men's game coming up next. Here on 1230 KHIS. Tip off time will be at 8 o'clock here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Abby Jackson with the ball. We're tied up at 32 points apiece. Inside is Zwiner. Backdoor cut to Williamson. Her shot is up and in. Zwiner gets the assist. Sierra Williamson gets the field goal. That's the first goal of the ball game for Sierra. Hastings is out to a 2 point lead now at 34-32. Here's Callie Beller with the ball picked up by Jackson for Hastings College. Beller, bounce pass, goes to Dostal over on the wing on the left side to Bittinger. Bittinger picked up there by Farmer out to the top of the key. A 3-pointer thrown up by Barnard. That's going to be no good. Dostal reaches for the rebound, can't come down with it. Rebound comes down to Farmer of Hastings College. Farmer back the other way, gets to Van Kirker. Shot from 15 won't go. And the rebound comes down here to Doan. Hannah Barnard with the ball. Right-handed dribble down the near sideline. 2:40 to play. Here's Willicott inside the free throw circle. Her shot no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up there. Driving to the hole for the basketball is Bittinger. And she's knocked down on the play and a foul called. Ball was tapped out near the top of the key. Bittinger grabs it and just takes it right back down the lane there. And she's fouled into play by Zwiner. That's going to be the second foul on Laurel Zwiner. And going to the free throw line for Doan will be Shelby Bittinger. She's got 6 points in the ball game already. Her shot is up there and in. Bittinger now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings 34, Doan 33. Women's college basketball action here tonight. As Shelby Bittinger will have one more. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. So we've been tied up at 30, been tied up at 32, and now 34 here later in the first half as we approach the 2 minute mark here in this one. Abby Jackson comes over here to Van Kirk. Van Kirk left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Actually kicked out of bounds there by Shelby Bittinger of Doan. So Hastings College will play things in right in front of the Doan bench here on the near sideline. 34-34 women's college basketball action here tonight. Abby Jackson will play things in. Jackson holds it, gets it in now to Van Kirk behind the screen from Williamson. Van Kirk drives it down the right side of the lane, stops in, pops from Tanner. Shot is up there and in. Van Kirk scores for Hastings. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 5 points. Inbounds pass is deflected out of bounds there by Jackson. So Doan will continue to play things in here in backcourt. 36-34 is the score now. Hastings with a 2 point lead. Here's Hannah Barnard with the ball, right handed dribble in the backcourt. Gets Abby Jackson, brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Barnard goes to Willicott. Willicott picked up by Farmer down in the corner to Beller, drives the baseline. There's a pass across the wing down in the corner to Bittinger. Back out the Dostal top of the key. There's a pass inside. It's going to be deflected by Van Kirk. Ball is loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there by Willicott of Doan. So the Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. 1:49 to play here in the first half. Hastings 36 and Doan 34. Abby Jackson down the right sideline. Right-handed dribble now for Hastings College. Gets it back into the offensive scoring zone here for the Broncos. The Chanel Farmer inside now. The Zwiner. Her shot from 10. No good off of the left side. Rebound comes down to Bittinger. Tigers want to run her back the other way. A rainbow pass down in the corner to Beller. Back outside. That's going to go to Bittinger. Drives the ball toward the goal. We got another foul called here. They go on Hastings. That's going to go on Chanel Farmer. That's going to be your second foul. So two fouls now on Farmer. 10 fouls plus on Hastings here in this first half of play. And going to the free throw line again for Doan is going to be Shelby Bittinger. She's got 8 points in the ball game, 6 out of 6 in the free throw line. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. Bittinger will have another one. Here comes Autumn Zenin back into the ball game now for Hastings College, replacing Farmer. 36-35, Doan trailing Hastings by 1 point here. In women's college basketball, Bittinger will have another one. Shot is up there. That one's going to be short. No good. Battle for the rebound. Picked up here by Zwiner. Two-handed pass up the floor. Jamie Van Kirk has got it. She drives. Puts it up there. Left-handed. Her shot good, and she's fouled into play. Jamie Van Kirk gets the breakaway layup, and she is fouled into play. Van Kirk will go to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be called here on Barnard. That's going to be her second. Another assist there for Laurel Zwiner. Van Kirk's free throw is going to be up and in. Van Kirk now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Van Kirk with 8 points. The Hastings lead is 4. There's an interception in backcourt. Jabby Jackson steals the ball away. And Jackson loses control of it. Picked up by Beller. 7 turnovers now on Hastings, 8 on Doan. Tigers have the ball and with 1:10 to play. There's a pass on the near sideline. Mishandled. It goes out of bounds. Bittinger couldn't control it. And it goes out of bounds, so Doan with back-to-back turnovers. Hastings will play things in. 1:07 to play here in the first half. Sierra Williamson will inbound the ball here. Hastings College gets it into the hands of Abby Jackson. Jackson switches hand, moves it into the offensive scoring zone with a left-handed dribble. Now to Van Kirk, free throw line jumper put up there. She banks one home. Jamie Van Kirk banks one off of the glass there. She's got 10 points in the ball game, and Hastings back out to a 6-point lead. 41-35 is the score here late in the first half. There's Dosta with the ball down there on the baseline. Two-handed pass comes back on top to Callie Beller. Picked up there by Abby Jackson of Hastings College. Beller with the ball now around the screen from Dostal. Throws it down in the corner to Barnard. Drives it toward the goal. His shot's going to be blocked down from behind, but a foul called. Van Kirk is going to be whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be her first foul. And that's going to send Doan back to the free throw line again. Going to the line for Doan is going to be Hannah Barnard. She is 2 out of 2 on free throws this season. Their shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Barnard will have one more. Hastings leading Doan in women's college basketball tonight. The score is 41-35. Anna Barnard will have one more here for the Tigers. Her shot is up there. And that one is good. So she gains 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the Hastings lead is back up to 5 points. 41-36. We're down to 30 seconds to play. They're in the first half. Here comes Abby Jackson back the other way. Abby Jackson will set things up for the Broncos on offense. Comes over to Van Kirk around the screen from Zwiener. Van Kirk at the top of the key over to Zeenan. Right side of the lane. Now to Jackson. 14 on the shot clock. Here's Van Kirk with the ball around the screen again from Laurel Zwiener. Moves it down to the baseline and a foul is going to be called. A reaching in foul there on Shelby Bittinger of Doan. That's going to be her second foul. That's going to be team foul number 9 on Doan. So we're going to have a 1-1 situation here. That's going to be Jamie Van Kirk going back to the free throw line. Brittany White comes into the ball game now for Doan. Coming out will be Hannah Barnard. So Jamie Van Kirk to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Of course, played her high school ball at Sutton High School. There's a next shot from the line. It's going to be good by Van Kirk. He is now 5 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. Jamie Van Kirk has got 11 points in the ball game. She got off to a good start for this year. She had 21 points in the season opener against Culver Stockton. Second shot is going to be up there and in. Hastings with a 7-point lead again at 43-36. Here comes Bittinger with the ball. Leaves it down in the corner. There's a Brittany White. Her shot for 3 is no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So Hastings College has got the lead at halftime here tonight in women's college basketball. The Broncos out on top of the Doan College Tigers. It's Hastings 43, Doan 36. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Back in halftime here tonight, the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College with a lead over Doan. The score at the break, it's Hastings 43 and Doan 36. Doan grabbed the early lead on Hastings, but the Broncos came back to grab a 3-2 advantage. Hastings then got out to a 7-point lead, 9-2 as they went on a 9-0 run, but Doan has been down a couple of times here in this first half and been able to come back. We were tied up at 16 points apiece. Again, Hastings went ahead by 8 points at 28-20. Doan comes back to pull within 1 point at 30-29. Then we were tied with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half, tied up at 30, tied up at 32 and 34 before Hastings ends the first half on a little 9-2 run, and that's the advantage at halftime. Hastings College with a lead here over the Tigers by a score of 43-36. Scoring in the ball game for Hastings, Jamie Van Kirk got off to a slow start tonight, but she's got 12 points at halftime as Van Kirk has hit 3 field goals, and she is 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. Hastings getting 9 points from Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener hit 3 field goals, and she is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. The other scorers for the Broncos, we see Cammie Bruckman has hit 3 field goals and 6 points here in the first half. Frankie Peterson has got 2 field goals for 4. Autumn Zenon has got a 3-pointer for 3. Chanel Farmer has hit a 3-pointer for 3 points in the ball game, and Sierra Williamson has got a field goal and 2 points. Hastings College 11 out of 11 from the free throw line here in the first half. Leading scorer for the Tigers, we've got Callie Beller. She's got 10 points in the ball game so far. Beller has knocked down 1 3-pointer. She's got a couple of 2-point field goals, and she is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Shelby Bittinger, she has got 9 points. Bittinger has got 1 field goal, and she is 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. Also at 9 points, you've got Hannah Dostal, as she has hit 3 field goals, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for her 9. The other scorer is Alyssa Willicott. She has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3 points. Heather Broman has got a field goal for 2. Morgan Hill has got a field goal for 2. And Hannah Barnard is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. The Tigers have already shot 21 free throws here in the first half of play. They are 15 out of 21 from the free throw line. So between the two teams, we've had a total of 32 free throws in the first 20 minutes of action here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College has got the lead in women's college basketball tonight. It's Hastings 43 and Doan 36. The halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, piece of pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Other games going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight for women's college basketball. You've got Dakota State playing on the road at Northwestern tonight. Doan is here against Hastings College. Morningside is playing at Midland, and Briar Cliff is at Nebraska Wesleyan. Men's college basketball tonight in the conference. Dakota State's at Northwestern. Doan here against Hastings beginning at 8 o'clock, and Morningside plays at Midland. Around the league last night in men's college basketball, Nebraska Wesleyan beat Nebraska Christian College 100-50. York College over Mount Marty 88-77. Briar Cliff beat AIB College of Business out of Des Moines, the final score of 98-67. Women's college basketball from last night, Northwestern rolling past Martin Luther College by a score of 106-49. We are at halftime here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College out on top of Doan by a score of 43-36. You're listening to the Valentino's Halftime Show. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll check in with Tyson Avronik. He's got a Hastings College Spotlight coming up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronick for Hastings College Spotlight.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
And welcome back to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHAS. Tyson and Veronica with you. Joining us this morning as we kind of head around campus, see what's going on around campus, we check in with the Perkins Library, and Bob Netterman is joining us on the program. Bob is the Professor of Library Science and Director of Libraries. Bob, appreciate the time.
My pleasure.
Bob, let's talk a little bit about what's currently going on over at the Hastings Perkins Library, celebrating kind of a big birthday and celebrating a big birthday in a big way.
It is a big birthday. It's 50 years of Perkins Library. Actually, it was 50 years last May 26th when the library was dedicated. Mm-hmm. But semesters change, and then there's really nobody around on May 26th. So we're doing it on 50 years, 6 months anniversary. And, yesterday was the big day. We had cake and things like that, a lot of fun. Today, we have two events that are sort of ongoing. They're quiet, low-key events, but they're there. One is we have a 50-hour readathon. It's a silent readathon, but people will sign up and come over and commit to read to themselves for an hour in either the coffee area or the news area, the TV news area of the library. So, for example, last evening my wife and I read for an hour. Later, one of the college administrators and her family came over and read for an hour just among themselves. And it's kind of ongoing. We're also giving away a prize every hour for 50 hours. Hmm. And, that's kind of what we're up to right now.
Well, let's maybe just talk a little bit about, as you celebrate 50 years at the Perkins Library, kind of a little bit about the history of the Perkins Library. When you say the word Perkins in Hastings, everybody kind of knows exactly what direction they're going. I understand Edwin Perkins had a big part in this library.
Catherine and Edwin Perkins had a very big part in this library. As I understand it, the story that has been told to me over the years is that essentially Mr. Hal Laneson was chairman of the Board of Trustees. The Perkinses were retired from Kool-Aid. They'd sold the Kool-Aid brand to General Foods. And they wanted to do something for education in South Central Nebraska. They'd already donated much or most or all, perhaps, of the money, I think much of the money, for the auditorium and for a hall, which is Perkins Auditorium. And that's named for Edwin Perkins's parents. But they wanted to do something more for education in South Central Nebraska, and they went to the chairman of the board and said, what does the college need? And he knew right away what it needed. He said, we need a library. Our Carnegie Library, which is now the College Arts Center, is 50 years old, and we've outgrown it. Mm-hmm. And so the Perkinses said, let's see what that takes. And we did. We had experts in to look over the situation, both the current library, the library needs, the kind of student body we had and were likely to have, and made recommendations. Architects were hired, and Mr. Laneson and the then library director, Ruth Harris, worked hard and came up with the building that we have today, which in 1963 was absolutely state-of-the-art.
And
it's still very, very fine.
Once again, 1963, completed and dedicated the Hastings College Perkins Library. Bob Netterman, the Professor of Library Science and Director of Libraries, with us on the Hastings College Spotlight. Bob, let's fast forward here 50 years later. How does the library still continue to serve the college's needs and demands?
Okay. In many of the same ways we always have. So, for example, we no longer have, a station where you can plug in headphones and listen to 33 and a third RPM records, but we still provide access to books, We also provide access to magazine and journal articles. But a big part of the difference is that now we have many of those things online, so that students who log into the library from their dorm rooms or from home and use the library's webpage or in the library as well, you know, using databases, full-text magazine articles and books that we subscribe to for them. So, you know, in a way, the library has gotten bigger physically. You know, we're a little easier to deal with than we were. I mean, 50 years ago, libraries were very quiet places. The world has changed. Students study in groups. Assignments often require group work so that they have to cooperate with each other. And we have set up areas in the library where they can do that without disturbing other people. So that's one change. We now allow food in the library. Smoking was never permitted in the library, and it still isn't. But smoking at one time was permitted in the offices, and so you know, you could always smell my predecessor's pipe, which I understand is a wonderful pipe. Anytime you came in the library. What else has changed? You know, it's, I won't say we're a friendlier place, because they were mighty friendly too. Mm-hmm. But it's a more tolerant place for people to just, you know, sort of spread out and do what they need to do to get their work done.
Well, as the Perkins Library celebrates their 50th birthday, Bob Netterman, the professor of library science and director of libraries, is joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. You mentioned it, Bob. Libraries not often thought of as a place for talking, but there certainly has been a lot of talk and a lot of buzz generated with this 50th birthday celebration with the 50-hour readathon. When's this all going to wrap up, Bob?
Friday afternoon. It ends up Friday afternoon, about 2:30. So just shortly before we close down for the Thanksgiving break.
Okay.
So 50 hours is a lot of hours. We originally thought about doing, you know, just 50 hours straight. Mm-hmm. And we got to thinking, who's going to be there? And we decided we'd just do the 50-hour readathon during the hours when the library is open.
Okay. Well, Bob Netterman, once again, the professor of library science and director of libraries, joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. Perkins Library is celebrating their 50th birthday this week over on the Hastings College campus. Bob, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and we look forward to talking with you again in the future.
My pleasure, and thank you for inviting me to talk with you.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. As we come back, Shelby Bittinger drives the ball to the goal on the first offensive possession here for Doan. She gets the field goal to go down, and she's fouled in a play by Cammie Breckman. Shot from the free throw line by Bittinger is going to be up and in. She is now 8 out of 9 from the free throw line, and Doan has got the lead down to 4 points again. 43-39. Hastings shooting our basket to our right here in the second half. Here's Jackson. Her shot is up and in. Abby Jackson from just inside the three-point arc gets two of those 3 points back. Broncos now with a six-point lead here in the second half, just underway. 45-39. The Broncos have the lead. Here's Shelby Bittinger with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out top of the key to Barnard. Brings it back to Bittinger, open for three. Takes the shot and rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Earl Zwiener, outlet pass to the near sideline to Jackson. Gets the ball ahead to Peterson. Peterson on the baseline, having problems with it. Comes out to Van Kirk. Drives the ball into the paint. Throws up a little left-handed shot. It's up there, no good. Rebound to Breckman. Her shot is up there. It's off the right side, no good. And she's fouled into play. Breckman on the offensive glass there for Hastings. And she has fouled into play here by Shelby Bittinger of Doan. That's going to be your third. Team foul number one in the Tigers here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Cammie Breckman. She's got 6 points in the ball game for the Broncos, and her shot is up there. It's good. Breckman averaging 17.2 points per ball game so far this year for Hastings, a 66% foul shooter. Now 25 out of 37 from the free throw line. Her next one is up there. It's good. Cammie Breckman hits a pair. Hastings down to an 8-point lead now at 47-39 here in the second half. Broncos applying some pressure here in backcourt, and the ball is Callie Beller. Beller, left-handed dribble back into the offensive scoring zone. Picked up there by Jackson of Hastings as the Broncos stay with a man-to-man. Inside, they get it to Dostal. Her shot over Peterson, good. Hannah Dostal scoring there for Doan. She has got 11 points in the ball game, 47-41. Driving back the other way is Breckman. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener down to Van Kirk. On the right side, out in 3-point territory, drives into the goal. Her shot is no good. And the rebound comes down here to Hannah Barnard. Long pass ahead to get the ball to Dostal. She drives contact, no foul called. Rebound comes down to Doan. Follow shot is no good. Now a foul is called. Nope, it's just out of bounds. Roman got the offensive board, put it back up there. Ball was deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be 18-26 to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Doan by the score of 47-41. Here's the Hannah Barnard with the ball. Hannah Barnard moves it over here to the top of the key. That's going to be Beller with it now. Beller moves it over here on the line seven. That's going to be Broman, and she drives the ball to the goal. It's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. Personal foul is going to go on Zwiener. That's going to be her third. Three fouls on Zwiener. Team foul number two on the Broncos going to the free throw line. It's going to be Doan. Here comes the free throw. It's going to be up there, and it's around the rim and down. Heather Broman gets the free throw to go down there for Doan. She has now got 3 points in the ball game, 47-42. Hastings College with a 5-point lead. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. That one is good. 47-43. Doan is back to within 4 points here. As these two rivals go at it here early in the season, this is only the second conference game of the year for these two teams. There's Breckman's spinning shot is up there and in. Cammie Breckman scoring there. Abby Jackson gets the assist. Breckman now with 10 points in the ballgame. 49-43. Hastings with a 6-point lead. There's Morgan Hill with the ball. Morgan Hill out to Beller. Brings it back to Hill. Free throw line extended right side. Dumps it off inside, deflected, but Dostal picks it back up. 200 pass across the floor here. It's going to be picked off by Jackson. Jackson runs her back the other way to the baseline here for Hastings. Bounce pass into the lane. That's Van Kirk. Van Kirk out to Brockman. Back down in the corner to Jackson. Jackson inside the three-point arc. Can't put a shot back out to Van Kirk. Drives it toward the goal. Puts it up to the shot. No good, but she's fouling the play. Van Kirk drives the ball to the hole there. Personal foul is going to be called on Hannah Dostal of Doan. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Tigers here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line is going to be Jamie Van Kirk again for Hastings. Van Kirk has got 12 points in the ballgame, 6 out of 6 in the free throw line. Her shot is up there, it's good. Van Kirk, an 81% foul shooter coming in here. 50-43, Hastings College with a 7-point lead. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Van Kirk's next free throw is up there and good. 51-43 is the score now. Broncos have an 8-point lead, 17 and a half minutes to play here in the second half from Lynn Farrell Arena. Dostal with the ball. Dostal moves over here to the near sideline to Callie Beller. Beller picked up by Jackson. Gets it over here to the elbow to Broman. Back outside the three-point arc to Beller. On the dribble, moves it to the top of the key. Back inside to Broman. Her shot is no good. Broman tips the ball, but she's going to be hit with a personal foul. Another Broman trying to tip the ball back out. Just a personal foul instead. That's going to be her third foul in the ball game. Coming back into the contest will be Willicott. Going out is going to be Heather Broman. So Hastings College will play things in, 17-06 to play. Here in the ball game, Hastings out on top of Doan by a score of 51-43. Hastings will be on the road on Saturday. They will play at Morningside. Game times have been moved to 5 and 7 o'clock on Saturday. The women's game at 5 with the men to play at 7 o'clock because of the Morningside playoff football game on Saturday up in Sioux City. 51-43. Here's a long-range jumper for three. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Bruckman. Rebound comes down to Willicott for Doan. Gets the ball away to Callie Beller. Beller, right-handed dribble back to the offensive zone. Right side of the floor. Three-pointer thrown up there down through the hole. A three-pointer thrown up there by Callie Beller. She has now got 13 points in the ball game. The Tigers not going away here tonight. The score is now 51-46. Hastings with a five-point lead. Jackson with the ball at the top of the key. Jackson feeds it inside. The ball deflected away from Zwiener. It's out of bounds. Last touch here by Van Kirk on the near sideline. End of this ball game now for Hastings is going to be Autumn Zeenan. Going out is going to be Abby Jackson. So Zeenan into the ball game now for Hastings. She's a 5'6" senior out of Arlington, Texas. As the Broncos will apply some pressure back here in backcourt. Now we got some equipment problems here as Frankie Peterson's got to lace up a sneaker. Now we're ready to go. Doan will play things in. 51-46 is the score. Hastings with a five-point lead, but the Tigers on the attack here. Here's Callie Beller with the ball. Beller across the midcourt stripe. Beller, right-handed dribble, gets it to Willicott. Over on the right side to Barnard. Free throw line extended. Back out here to Callie Beller in three-point territory. Picked up by Adam Zeenan. Beller on the dribble. Moves it to the left side of the floor. Hands it away to Morgan Hill. Morgan Hill down to Barnard. Down in the corner. A three-pointer right down through the hole. Callie Beller hits another three-pointer. Beller with 16. And Kerry Hostetter wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout with 15:45 to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 51, Doan 49.
Quick out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Four lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@khasradio.com or call 402-463-1230.
10-5, touchdown.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. Doan is back within 2 points, gang. 51-49 is the score. Hastings College enjoyed a 9-point lead in the first half. Broncos have the ball. Peterson has a dump it off in the lane there to Zwiener. We got a foul called. Peterson just to the left of the basket there. She's fouled in a play by Morgan Hill. Morgan Hill with three fouls now in the ball game. Team foul number looks like three on the Tigers. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Adam Zeenan throws it in the way. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Willicott. Coming back the other way is going to be Beller. She's hit the last two three-pointers here for Doan. Passes this one up. Goes out to Hill at the top of the key. Over to Barnard out here in three-point territory. Back into the hands of Beller. Directing some traffic out there. Hastings picking him up man-to-man. Morgan Hill drives for the hole, and she's fouled in the play. Morgan Hill goes for the hole, and she's fouled here by Hastings. It's going to go on Van Kirk. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number three on Hastings. So now Farmer back into the ball game. Van Kirk comes out. 51-49 is the score. The Broncos with a two-point lead. Here's Barnard for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Peterson of Hastings. Out to Chanel Farmer. Mishandles the ball. As loose is picked up by Doan. Beller has got it on the right sideline down to a Morgan Hill. Hastings turns the ball away for the 11th time here in the ball game. Here's Dostal Lane. Goes for the hole against Peterson. A shot no good. Frankie grabs the rebound. Dostal misses the easy one. Peterson's pass down the right sideline. Cammie Breckman stops in the lane. Puts up a shot. It's off the mark. No good. Zwiener grabs the rebound. Zwiner, one bounce of the ball, gets it to the free throw line, out to Peterson. That is Zeenan, over to Bruckman on the left side. Cammie Bruckman with the ball, sizes up the three, takes the three, and misses the three. Rebound comes down to Peterson, down to Zwiner, puts it up there and scores. Zwiner gets the field goal. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. Hastings with a four-point lead, 51-49, or 53-49 it should be, with 14:25 to play here in the basketball game. Here's Callie Beller with the ball to Willicott. Moves it down to Barnard. Drives it for the goal on the baseline. Her shot no good, and she's fouled in a play. Cammie Bruckman gets in with a personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be personal foul number four on Cammie Bruckman. Going to the free throw line for Doan is going to be Hannah Barnard. She's got 1 point in the ball game, averages 10.7 on the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She'll get one more. Here comes Bruckman out of the ball game now for Hastings. Coming into the contest is going to be Looks like Chelsea Morton is going to come in there now. Chelsea Morton, a 5'7" sophomore out of Holdridge. Hannah Barnard will have another free throw. It's up there. The shot is good. So the Tigers staying right with Hastings College tonight. 53-51 is the score. The Broncos with a two-point lead in the basketball. Autumn Zenon has got it. Zenon over on the wing on the left side to Chanel Farmer. Back out to Zenon, top of the key. Down to Morton, down in the baseline to Peterson. Doan has gone to a zone defense here. Autumn Zenon works the ball inside. Is mishandled by Zwiener. A turnover on Hastings. Just 12 turnovers on the Broncos. Running back the other way is going to be Beller. Doan can take the lead here with a three-point field goal. Dossel drives inside. A little off, and Dossel's going to be hit with a personal foul. On a drive against Frankie Peterson, a little shove off there with her right arm, and she's hit with a personal foul. So Hannah Dossel gets it with her second personal foul. It's team foul number 5 on the Tigers. Williamson comes in. Zwiener checks out. Autumn Zenon is going to come out of the ball game now for Hastings College, and it looks like Abby Jackson is back in there. 13:48 to play in the ball game. Hastings 53, Doan 51. Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Williamson, two-handed pass back outside. Jackson for three. Halfway down and falls off. No good. Rebound. Morton follows on. Is up and in. Chelsea Morton on the offensive glass scores there for Hastings. Morton now with 6 points in the ballgame. 55-51. Hastings with a four-point lead. Outside to Barnard. Comes across the top here to Callie Beller. Beller picked up by Farmer. Lobs it inside. Willicott has got it. Willicott to the hole. Puts it up there. The shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Sierra Williamson, outlet pass comes to the near side, line to Frankie Peterson. Peterson down in the corner, the Farmer for three, shot up there, rims off, no good. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Shelby Bittinger. Left-handed dribble, switches hands, brings it into the offensive scoring zone for the Tigers. Rides it to the free throw line, gives it up now to Callie Beller. 13 minutes to play in the ballgame. Hastings leading 55-51. Beller gets the ball away here to Shelby Bittinger, trying to drive it inside, meets traffic, throws up a shot anyway. It's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound, double team, triple team. She falls down in the lane and a foul is called. Personal foul is going to go here on Hastings. It's going to go on Chelsea Morton. That's going to be her third. So three fouls now on to Chelsea Morton. Cammy Bruckman is already on the bench for Hastings with four personal fouls. Laurel Zwiener has got three, so the Broncos in some foul trouble in this basketball game now. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Alex Edwards. Alex Edwards comes in. Frankie Peterson checks out. Edwards, a 5'10" freshman out of Crete, Nebraska. 55-51. Hastings with a four-point lead. Here's Willicott off the inbounder shot. Is up and in. Alyssa Willicott now with 5 points in the ball game. Doan back within 2 points, 55-53. This is as close as they have been for a while. They cut the lead down to two at 51-49. There's a Jackson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound is loose. Jackson grabs the ball from going out of bounds on the far sideline to Edwards. Back to Jackson for three. Shot is up there. That one rims off. No good. Rebound Morton. Her shot no good. Rebound Morton. Shot's going to be blocked down by Willicott. Rebounded again by Morton. Her shot from underneath the basket is no good. Finally brought down here by Callie Beller. Beller has got it for Doan. The Tigers can grab a lead here with a three-point field goal. Beller back outside the ring. Out to a Brittany White, who's into the ball game now. Over on the wing on the right side to Bittinger. Ball knocked away. Bittinger gets it back. Drives into the hole. A shot no good. Ball tapped out. Comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Doan basketball. They're going to give the ball to the Tigers. It happened right in front of the Doan bench. So Doan will play things in here. 11 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the ball game. It's the Tigers trailing Hastings by the score of 55-53. Tigers will play things in. Callie Beller has got the ball around the screen from Willicott. Gets open for 15. Her shot good. Callie Beller scores. She has now got 18 points in the ball game. Doan has come back to tie the score at 55 points apiece with 11 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Sierra Williamson moves it out here to Chelsea Morton, out to Abby Jackson. The Morton, her shot for three, is up there right down through the hole. Chelsea Morton knocks down a big three-pointer there for Hastings. That's her first three-pointer she has made all season. The Broncos go back out on top, 58-55. Shelby Bittinger with the ball. Bittinger, top of the key now to Callie Beller. Picked up there by Jackson of Hastings. Hastings in the man-to-man defense over there on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Shelby Bittinger. Down to Brittany White. Brittany White now to Bittinger out here between the circles. Lobs it inside. Willicott can't handle it. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Alex Edwards was guarding Willicott in the lane there. The high pass was off of the fingertips of Willicott out of bounds. Turnover number 12 on Doan here in the ball game. Hastings has got 12 turnovers. The Broncos have the lead, 58-55. Hastings 5-1 in the season. Doan coming in with a mark of 3 wins and 3 losses. Both teams 0-1 in the conference, so an important ball game here tonight early in the conference season. There's Van Kirk with the ball back into the ball game. Out to Jackson, the Van Kirk, now to Alex Edwards. Edwards out to Van Kirk on the dribble, comes out in the three-point territory to Jackson. Trying to drive the ball inside, gets it back into the hands of Van Kirk out here in three-point territory. Drives it down the lane, puts it up there one-handed. The shot's going to be too strong, no good. Rebound, Edwards on the baseline. Edwards double-team, gets it out to Williamson. Back outside the ring now to a Jamie Van Kirk. Now to Williamson again on the wing. The Van Kirk inside the free throw circle. The shot is up and in. Van Kirk has got 16 in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 60-55 lead. They've scored the last 5 points in the ball game. On a three by Morton. Now the field goal by Van Kirk. Here's a steal now by Jackson. Jackson drives into the hole and shot no good, and the foul is called. Jackson forces the 13th turnover there as a steal at the midcourt stripe, and then a personal foul is called on Callie Beller. So a Morton three-pointer and a Van Kirk field goal. And now going to the free throw line is going to be Abby Jackson. Jackson so far in the ball game has got 2 points and a field goal. Her first free throw of the night is up there and in. Abby Jackson is 66% foul shooter for Hastings. Broncos now on a 6-0 run over the Tigers here. After Doan came back to tie the score, Bittinger comes back in. Hannah Barnard comes back in. Beller is going to check out. Here comes Brittany White back out of the ball game now for head coach Tracy Fairbanks and the Tigers. 10-11 remaining here in the contest. Hastings back out to a 6-point lead. Next free throw is up there and in. Abby Jackson hits a free throw. Hastings now leading by the score of 62-55. So a 7-0 run by the Broncos here in the past couple of minutes. Dostal goes back door. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Barnard, but it was tipped out of bounds. Jackson was back there defending for Hastings. They say she was the last to touch it, so Doan will get the benefit of the doubt here. And we'll play it in baseline, left side underneath their own basket. Bittinger in the corner, shot is up and in. A three-pointer from the deep right corner. Shelby Bittinger now at 15 in the ball game, 62-57. Hastings down with a 5-point lead. Broncos with the ball down in the corner. That's going to be Edwards with a two-handed pass back out on top to Jackson over to Van Kirk. Her shot is up and in. Jamie Van Kirk hits a three-pointer, a big one at that. 19 points now for Jamie Van Kirk, the former Sutton Philly. 65-57. Hastings with an 8-point lead. Doan has got the ball. Here's Morgan Hill driving it down to the baseline. Spins. First shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Doan. Back outside. A three-pointer from the top of the key by Barnard is no good. Rebound is loose again, and the foul is called. Looks like Sierra Williamson is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So two fouls now on Williamson. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Here comes Zwiener back into the ball game, and Williamson will check out. Shelby Bittinger will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. Doan is trailing by a score of 65-57. There's Dostal with the ball inside the free throw circle. Hands it away to Shelby Bittinger, moves it down the right side of the lane. Forces up a shot. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out and is picked up here by Hastings. Van Kirk with the ball coming back the other way for the Broncos. Van Kirk right-handed dribble moves it to the top of the key. Out of Chelsea Morton. Morton brings it back to Van Kirk on the wing and the left side. Van Kirk with the ball high above her head. Cross-court pass comes here to Jackson, 4-3. Shot is up there. It is good. Abby Jackson knocks down a three-pointer from right in front of the Bronco bench. Jackson now has 7 points in the ball game, and now Tracy Fairbanks wants to call a timeout. So the three-pointers are starting to warm up now for Hastings. This is a team that's hitting only 19% from three-point territory this year. We've had 2 3-pointers in the past minute or so. Hastings has built a 9-point lead again. 8 minutes and 57 seconds to play in this ball game. Hastings College has got the lead with a timeout. The Broncos 68, the Tigers 57.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features for holiday shopping 20% off selected Under Armour and all Husker gear. Plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Protein Design.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 8:47 left. They're in the basketball game. Hastings led at halftime 43-36. Doan has come back twice there in the second half to tie the score. The last one was at 55-55. Hastings on a 13-2 run now in the past couple of minutes after Doan tied that score at 55-55. 68-57 is the lead for Hastings, and driving the ball to the hole, there is going to be Willicott. Shots up and in. Alyssa Willicott, the former Blue Hill Bombcat, now with 7 points in the ball game. 68-59, Hastings the lead. Morton goes inside to Zwiener, double team, kicks it back out here to Jackson for three. Shot is up there, off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Bittinger. That one was off the heel of the iron. Bittinger runs her back the other way. Morgan Hill has got the ball. Now to Willicott at the elbow. Shot is up there, it's off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Edwards with the ball. And the rebound. Outlet pass goes out to Jackson. Abby Jackson hustles into the forecourt. Now to Edwards, top of the key. Now to Morton. She drives the ball down to the baseline, and a foul is called. Chelsea Morton taking the ball to the goal there for Hastings, and she has fouled into play. The personal goes on Hannah Dostal. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Tigers. That sends Hastings to the bonus situation. Callie Beller comes back into the ball game now for Doan. She replaces Morgan Hill. To the free throw line will be Chelsea Morton for Hastings. She's got 9 points in the ball game. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. Hastings in Morningside on Saturday in Sioux City. 5 o'clock for the women's game. 7 o'clock for the guys. Pre-game show begins at 4:45 on Saturday afternoon right here on 1230 KHIS. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Chelsea Morton. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. Morton will check it out. There comes Chanel Farmer back into the ball game now for Hastings. The Broncos now have a 70-59 lead over Doan with 8 minutes to play. Here in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex, Callie Beller has got the ball. Beller on the right sideline. Gets it away to Bittinger. Back to Beller. Back out between the circles now to Barnard. Left side to a Callie Beller. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Dostal with the ball. Her shot over Edwards is no good. Ball tapped out. It comes out to the free throw line. Dostal grabs it. Bounce pass down on the baseline. A shot by Willicott. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings and a whistle. And we've got a stoppage of play. As Van Kirk came up a little gimpy there. The officials calling the timeout. Van Kirk is going to stay in the ball game though. Hastings will have the ball as they come back the other way. 7:33 to play here in the basketball game. Hastings out on top of Doan by a score of 70-59. Broncos looking for their first conference win of the season here tonight and their sixth win overall. Hastings on to a 5-1 start, but they lost their conference opener last Saturday to Northwestern 99-83. Hastings with a 70-59 lead here over Doan. They lob it inside to Zwiener, spins in the lane, puts up a left-handed shot, good. Laurel Zwiener now with 13 in the ball game. Hastings 72, Doan 59. The Tigers have scored only 4 points in the last 4 minutes of playing time here. Here's Hannah Dostal with the ball, drives it down to the baseline, lobs it into the lanes. Heather Broman back down in the corner. A three-pointer thrown up there by Bittinger, no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk of Hastings. Van Kirk, right-handed dribble, runs her back the other way for the Broncos. Van Kirk moves it to the top of the key, behind the screen, three-pointer, bingo! Van Kirk now with 22 in the ball game. Hastings putting this baby away. 74-59. They gave her only a two-pointer there, so a two-point shot. Her foot was on the line. So 74-59 is the score now. Hastings with a 15-point lead, and now we got a reaching in foul. That's going to go on Zwiener of Hastings. That's going to be her fourth. So Zwiener, or rather going to call it on Edwards. Edwards picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. So Zwiener has still got three. Edwards will check out of the ball game. Jackson comes back in. Hannah Dostal to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It is good. Boy, Doan is really cooled off here in the ball game after getting this ball game tied at 55 points apiece with 11:42 to play. Next shot by Dostal is up and in. He's now got 13, and the Hastings lead is 13 points at 74-61. 6:20 to play. There's a long-range jumper put up and in again by Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk with the game on the line is lighting him up now for the Broncos. She has got 23 points in the ball game. That's a brand-new season high. She scored 21 in the ball game to start the season against Culver Stockton up in Fremont. 76-61. Hastings with the lead. Driving for the hole and scoring with the left hand is Morgan Hill. Morgan Hill now with 4 points in the ball game, 76-63. Hastings out on top in this one. Chanel Farmer drives the ball toward the goal. Her shot is up there is no good, but Farmer is knocked down underneath the basket. And Farmer will go to the free throw line down for Hastings. Foul is going to go on Morgan Hill. That's going to be her fourth. Coming up next, we have got the men's game between Hastings and Doan. That one will tip off at 8 o'clock tonight here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Chanel Farmer. 3 points in the ball game. Her first free throw of the night is up there. It's going to be no good. Farmer will get one more. 60% foul shooter in the season. Van Kirk checks out. Morton back in. Zwiener comes out. Williams and back in. 76-63. Hastings with a 13-point lead here in women's college basketball. Next shot by Farmer is going to be no good. Farmer gets the rebound. Throws it out here. It's going to be deflected. It goes into the backcourt. Picked up there by Hastings. Williamson with the ball. Now to Jackson. Jackson sets things up. Over here on the right side of the lane is going to be Morton. Bounce pass to the top of the key. That's Peterson. Down to Farmer. Farmer dribbles once. In trouble. Sends it over here to Abby Jackson. Drives the ball to the free throw line. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. And we're going to have a one-on-one situation now. Going to the free throw line will be Jackson. Morgan Hill.
The foul on Hill is her fifth.
Picks up the personal foul, so Morgan Hill is just fouled out of the ball game. Morgan Hill picks up fouls 4 and 5 here in the last couple of seconds. So Morgan Hill fouls out with 5 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in this one. She leads with 4 points. Dostal back in. Jackson to the free throw line. Shot is up there and in. Abby Jackson now 8 points in the ball game, a 3 and a 2. She's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Abby Jackson will have one more. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. 78-63. So Hastings using a second half surge here to put the Tigers away here in this one. Women's college basketball. Hannah Barnard has got the ball. Hannah Barnard now to Dostal. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Got away with a traveling violation there. But the shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Down the far sideline with the right-handed dribble. Pulls up on the wing. Cross-court pass to Morton. Down in the corner now to Chanel Farmer. Back out to Morton. Comes across the top. That's going to be Peterson with the ball. Fakes it. Drives it to the free throw line. Down to Farmer. Right side of the lane. Down to the baseline is Peterson. Peterson tries to drive it. Can't do it. Comes out to Morton. Now to Jackson on the wing. 9 seconds in the shot clock. Jackson will contact. Puts up an off-balance shot and scores. Abby Jackson now with 11 points in the ball game. The Broncos lead is back up to 17 points. It is 80-63. Hastings with the lead. Callie Beller has got the ball. Beller moves it over here to Bittinger. She drives it to the hole. Her shot is no good. We got a foul called on the Broncos. 4 minutes and 27 seconds to play. The foul goes on Morton. That's going to be her third foul. So the free throw line will be Shelby Bittinger now for Doan. She has got 15 points in the ball game. She has 8 out of 9 from the free throw line. Bittinger's shot is up there. It's going to be good. She'll get one more. Here comes Wiener back into the ball game. Here comes Van Kirk back in. Williamson checks out. Morton checks out for Hastings. Broncos have the lead 80-64 in women's college basketball tonight. Bittinger again will go to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good, so she cans a couple of free throws. And now Doan wants to call a timeout. Tigers call a timeout with 4 minutes and 27 seconds to play. Here in the second half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 80, Doan 65.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Now everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carry out. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, or for your family meal. It's as easy as pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Broncos led at halftime with this one, 43-36. Doan came back to tie the score 55-55 with 11:42 to play in the ball game. The Broncos then going a 19-4 run. Hastings got out to a 74-59 lead, and the Broncos still with a lead here at 80-65 with 4:27 to play. Now Doan will attack here in backcourt. Hastings with the ball. Laurel Zwiener down here in the corner, and now Curry's got to burn a timeout as Zwiener had a count of four as he was trapped down in the corner. So we've got a timeout for Hastings with 4 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 80, Doan 65.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trying to finish off the win here tonight. Broncos will inbound here in backcourt to get it in Abby Jackson, double team. Jackson comes over here to Van Kirk, two-handed pass to Farmer, two-handed pass now to Zwiener. Into the offensive zone, comes back out to Jackson, moves over to Farmer on the wing, back out to Abby Jackson, out here in three-point territory. Jackson to Van Kirk on the wing on the right side. Van Kirk behind the screen from Zwiener. Van Kirk open for three, takes the shot, misses a shot, and the rebound comes down to Doan. Shelby Bittinger with the ball for the Tigers, hustles back the other way to the far sideline. With it over there is going to be Callie Beller. Beller puts it on the floor and dribbles out of here against Abby Jackson. 35 feet away from the basket, there's an entry pass deflected away, but it's picked up here again by Doan. Broman gets the ball. Back out to Beller, back to Broman inside, wheels it down to Lander. Shot's going to be off of the front iron. No good. The ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to be it's going to be recovered by Hastings. Farmer reaches out there to recover the ball and runs her back the other way. We're here now to Jackson. Puts it on the floor. Sends it down in the corner to Farmer. Farmer back out to Jackson. Entry pass to get it inside to Zwiener. Zwiener wheels in the lane, puts up a shot around the rim, falls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Doan. Shelby Bittinger with the ball. Left-handed dribble back the other way. Out to Beller for three. Takes a shot, misses. It's short. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Peterson runs her back the other way for Hastings College. Right-handed dribble. Cuts for the hole. Goes up for the shot. It's good, and she's fouled the play. Frankie Peterson, it's her third field goal of the ball game. She's fouled the play here by Barnard. That's going to be her third. Frankie Peterson to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Frankie with 6 points in the ball game. Hastings has got the lead now, 82-65 over the Tigers. Van Kirk will check out. Here comes Chelsea Morton back into the ball game. We're down to 2 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in this one tonight. Shot from the free throw line by Peterson is up and in. Frankie, an 83% foul shooter. So Doan will play things in. Hannah Barnard has got the ball down the right sideline. Brings it into the forecourt down for the Tigers. Barnard out to Callie Beller. Beller picked up by Jackson defensively. Over here to Shelby Bittinger. Lobs the ball inside to Dostal. Her shot is going to be no good, but somebody was hanging on her arm, and I think that's Jackson. Abby Jackson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second for Hastings. So Dostal goes to the free throw line here for Doan. She has got 13 points in the ball game, 5 out of 6 in the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It is good. She'll get one more. Out of the scorers table, checking in again is going to be Van Kirk. Here comes Breckland back in. Farmer checks out. Chelsea Morton comes out. 83-66. 2 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in this one. Hannah Dostal will have one more. The shot is up there. It is good. 83-67. Hastings with the lead. Broncos come back quickly the other way. Abby Jackson comes out to Zwiener. Zwiener now to Frankie. Peterson holds the ball. Bounce pass is intercepted. Left side of the lane, intercepted there by Dostal. That's a 13th turnover on Hastings. Dostal brings the ball back. Callie Beller has got it. Beller out here in three-point territory. Moves it over here to Shelby Bittinger, open for three. Here, shot halfway down and falls off no good. Battle for the rebound. Three players hit the deck. Is recovered here by Bittinger. Bittinger back out to Callie Beller. Moves it over to Broman, who drives the ball to the hole. Broman takes it back to the hole and scores, and she's fouling the play. Heather Broman grabbed that one right at the free throw line and took it right toward the goal and scores. She is fouled into play here by Hastings. That's Zwiener picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her fourth. Frankie Peterson comes out. Alex Edwards back into the ballgame now for Hastings. 2:15 to play here in the second half. Hastings with a lead, 83-69. And it's going to be Doan shooting some free throws. This one is up there. It's going to be no good by Broman. Rebound offensively here by Bittinger. So they keep it alive. There's a cross-court pass. It's deflected out of bounds here by Cammy Bruckman of Hastings. So Doan will play it in up on the far sideline. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Got the men's game coming up next between Hastings and Doan. It will start at 8 o'clock tonight. Here's Doan driving the baseline. His shot is up and in. Hannah Barnard scoring there for Doan. That's her first field goal. She's got 5 points in the ball game. The Hastings lead is now 12, 83-71. Broncos back with it. That's going to be Van Kirk inside to Bruckman. Her turnaround little hook shot is going to be no good in the lane. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Broncos will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 1:47 left here in the second half. Hastings looking for their sixth win of the season here tonight. Abby Jackson will play things in. Lobs is going to be over the head of Zwiener. Broncos turn it away. Doan has got the ball, trailing by a dozen. 83-71. Tigers come back. Shelby Bittinger out to Dostal inside the free throw circle. A shot no good. Jackson grabs the rebound. Gets away from a Dostal. Hustles into the forecourt down the near sideline. Jackson moves it down in the corner to Van Kirk. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good from three. Rebound is loose. Picked up on the baseline by Bittinger. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles back the other way. Hannah Barnard has got the ball now for the Tigers. The Bittinger out here in 3-point territory. Fakes the three. Drives it against Bruckman. Her shot is up there. It's good. And she's fouling the play. So Bittinger will go to the free throw line here. She was fouling the play by Bruckman of Hastings. That's going to be the fifth personal foul now on Cammy Bruckman. So she fouls out of the ball game. She leaves with a minute and 14 seconds to play. Leaves with 10 points here in the ball game. So now it's going to be Bruckman coming to the bench. Coming back in for Hastings is going to be Chanel Farmer. 83-73. Hastings with a 10-point lead here in this one. Shelby Bittinger will have a free throw. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but an offensive rebound by Dossel. So the Tigers have it, still trailing by 10 points here in the ball game. With it out here is going to be a Callie Beller with the ball. Beller out to Shelby Bittinger. Right sideline to Barnard. Barnard cross-court pass comes to a Beller. Beller drives it around the screen from Dostal. Can't put up a shot. Bounce pass down in the corner now to Dostal. Two-handed pass, cross-court. They get it over there to Barnard. Puts Jackson in the air. Still can't go up for the shot. There's a long pass inside, deflected. Picked up by Dostal. Her shot's going to be blocked from behind by Zwiener. Out of bounds. So now it's a 10-point ball game. 83-73. Doan took way too much time on that possession and still did not get a shot away. We got just 44.4 seconds to play here in the basketball game here in the second half. And Hastings has got a 10-point lead, 83-73. They reset the shot clock, but now they're going to give them 1 second. So Doan will have to play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Callie Beller will inbound the ball here for the Doan College Tigers. End of the ball game is going to be Williamson, and going out is going to be Zwiener. Inbounds pass, they get it inside to Bittinger. Her shot is up there at the shot clock. It's going to be no good. The rebound comes down to Abby Jackson. Abby Jackson comes back the other way as they work the ball inside. That's going to be a Van Kirk with the ball. Her bounce pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 32.7 seconds to play. In the basketball game, Hastings with a 10-point lead, 83-73. Jackson will play things in. Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk around the screen from Edwards. Puts up a free throw line jumper. Is going to be up there no good. And the rebound comes down to Hannah Barnard. Barnard on the right-handed dribble down the right sideline with 20 seconds to play. Barnard feeds it inside. It's going to be deflected away from Groban. And the ball is going to be picked up here by Hastings. That's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk now to Abby Jackson. 10 seconds to play. Van Kirk gets the ball to Jackson into the forecourt, moves it down in the corner. Edwards takes a shot from three. It's going to be no good. Rebound on the weak side by Doan. Now to Hannah Barnard down the right sideline. 2 seconds. 1 second. She throws up a three. It's no good. That's the ball game. Hastings wins the contest tonight over the Doan College Tigers. This will be the first of two possible meetings between Hastings and Doan this season. The Broncos will be on the road playing at Doan later on this year. So Hastings got out to a 43-37 lead. And then got out to a big lead here in the second half. In fact, they led at 1 point by 17 points at 80-63. Hastings goes on to win 83-73 tonight in women's college basketball The Broncos are now 6-1 on the season. They are 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan falls to 3-4. They're now 0-2 in conference play. We'll come back and check the final numbers as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Osborne Sports Complex, the Hastings College women's basketball team, knocks off Doan tonight by a score of 83-73 after leading 43-36 at halftime. This guy handed his score here tonight at women's college basketball, and it's a big one as Midland University knocks off third-ranked Morningside tonight, 68-64. Midland beats Morningside tonight, 68-64 in women's college basketball. Hastings will see the Mustangs coming up on Saturday afternoon. So a big upset in women's college basketball tonight as Midland takes down the number 3-rated team in the preseason poll, the Morningside Mustangs, 68-64. Hastings College had their first lead of the ball game at 3-2 tonight. That occurred early in the contest, 19-14 the play in the first half. Broncos eventually got out to a 9-2 lead in this first half, but don't attempt team to put away here tonight. Tigers came back to tie the score at 16 points apiece. Hastings again went on a little run to get the lead back up to 28-20 in the first half. Doan again came back to tie the score at 30 points apiece with 3:40 to play in the first half. Tied up at 32 and at 34 before the Broncos went on a 9-2 run to end the first half. And the Broncos led at halftime by a score of 43-36. Doan came back and tied the score at 55-55 with 11:42 to play in the ballgame. That's when Hastings went on a 19-4 run. Got out to a 74-59 lead. Hastings led by as many as 17 in the second half at 80-63. And they finally win it tonight by 10 points at 83-73. Got some final shooting numbers in the ballgame here tonight for Hastings. The Broncos connected on 28 out of 67 shots for 41.8%. The Broncos were 5 out of 19 from three-point range for 26%. And they knocked down 22 out of 25 free throws for 88%. Doan was 22 out of 62 from the field tonight for 35%. The Tigers hit it only 3 out of 17 from three-point territory for 17%. And the Tigers were 26 out of 35 from the free throw line for 74%. Each team had 39 rebounds in the ball game tonight. Hastings had 16 offensive rebounds, 23 on defense. Doan had 19 offensive rebounds and 20 on defense. The Broncos turned the ball over 15 times in the ball game tonight. Doan had 16. Hastings had 3 block shots and 9 steals. Doan had 3 block shots and 10 steals. And the Broncos again win this ball game tonight by a score of 83-73. Scoring in the ball game tonight for Hastings. The leading scorer in the contest was Jamie Van Kirk. She had a season high tonight, 23 points in the ball game. Van Kirk had 12 in the first half, 11 more in the second half. Van Kirk 7 out of 14 from the field tonight, 1 out of 3 from three-point range, and also knocked down 8 out of 9 from the free throw line. Jamie Van Kirk scores 23 points in the ball game tonight for Hastings College. Also in double figures for the Broncos was Laurel Zwiener. She hit 5 out of 9 from the field tonight and 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Laurel Zwiener had 13 points. 11 points tonight for Abby Jackson. Jackson was 3 out of 7 from the field and 1 out of 5 from three-point territory. She was also 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Abby Jackson comes up with 11 points. Also scoring 11 off of the bench tonight was Chelsea Morton. Morton was 3 out of 5 from the field, 1 out of 1 on three-pointers, and she was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Chelsea Morton ends up with 11 points. And also in double figures was Cammy Brecklin. She took a ton of shots tonight, 4 out of 15 from the field, 0 out of 3 from 3 points here. Territory, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Cammy Brecklin ends up with 10 points. So we had Jamie Van Kirk leading the way with 23, Laurel Zwiener with 13, Chelsea Morton with 11, Abby Jackson with 11, Cammy Brecklin with 10. The other scorers for Hastings, Frankie Peterson had 7 points, Chanel Farmer had 3, Houghton Zenon scored 3 points tonight for Hastings, and Sierra Williamson scored 2. The Tigers of Doan, they were led tonight by Callie Beller. Beller hitting 6 out of 8 from the field tonight, 3 out of 5 from 3-point territory, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. As Callie Beller, she ends up with 18 points in the ball game tonight for Doan. Actually, the leading scorer was Shelby Bittinger. She ends up with 19 points for the Tigers. As Bittinger was 4 out of 15 from the field, 0 out of 5 from the three-point arc, and 10 out of 12 from the free throw line. The other scores for Doan, so Bittinger with 18, and officially Callie Beller had 17 in the ball game. Then Hannah Dostal, she had 15 points. She was 4 out of 12 from the field tonight. Other scores for Doan, Alyssa Willicott had 7. Heather Broman had 6 points, and Hannah Barnard had 5 points. Morgan Hill, she had 4 points for the Doan College Tigers. So Hastings led it at halftime with a score of 43-36, and Hastings goes on to win tonight by a score of 83-73 over the Tigers tonight, as Kerry Hofstetter is going to join us before we get to the men's ball game tonight. So, Kerry, you got out to a good-sized lead by halftime. You got to even a bigger lead in the second half, but Doan's the type of team that we couldn't put away tonight.
Yeah, you know, they're going to keep playing through, you know, till the last possession. They've always done that, and they will always do that. They play really hard, and we didn't make some very good decisions on time and score at the end of the game. Took a couple shots early in the clock that, you know, we didn't need to take. We needed to just let the time get down and have them foul. We had some young kids in, and that's a learning experience for them for sure.
55-55 with 11 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the ball game. You guys use some three-point shots as something you have not been able to do all year long, but use some three-point shots and went on a 19-4 run. Talk about that little segment right there.
Yeah, Abby Jackson hit a couple big shots in that run, and Jamie kind of got hot there. And, you know, those two obviously hit some huge shots because Cammy was on the bench with some foul trouble. So it was nice to see a couple other kids step up. They obviously took Laurel out of the picture in the second half a little bit. But she did a great job of making them double team her, which allowed a couple of our other kids to get some more open looks.
We kind of talked about that during the pregame show. That's what teams are doing now. Zwiener's had a good start to the season, but all that's going to do is make your job a little tougher. You're going to have to find some way to score with two and three people hanging on Laurel inside.
Yeah, you know, and that's okay as long as you can expose those double and triple teams. We've got to make sure that we put people in the right situations and put their bodies in the right spots in order to take advantage of those double and triple teams. Laurel's a great passer, and you know, tonight she didn't score a ton of points. I think she had 13, but she got a lot of people open because she would draw a double and kick, and we were able to create off of those kickouts.
Chelsea Morton off of the bench scores 11 points for you guys, and that was huge, I thought.
Yeah, you know, she's a great rebounder. She had some huge offensive rebounds and putbacks. Big rebounds at times when we really needed it. It's great to see her get back in there and play some minutes. She's kind of been working her way back in after that torn ACL from the spring. So Morty, she's always working, so she's crashes the boards every time, and a lot of those 11 points were because she drew fouls and she had offensive putbacks.
So all in all, a pretty good battle back game after Saturday and the loss of Northwestern.
Yeah, I like for the most part how we played. Like I said, the last 5 minutes we didn't make very good decisions, just young decisions I think for the most part. So we've got to get better at time and score, and make sure that we're at the end of the game putting people away. That should, you know, you should be shooting free throws, not trying to get stops on the defensive end.
Yeah, one time you had a 17-point lead late at 80-63, and that's when Doan kind of made a little run when you were not getting to the free throw line.
Yeah, you know, we missed they snuck in a quick inbounds play on us on the backside and scored, and then they got an offensive rebound off of a free throw. 32 is great offensive rebounder out of free throw situations, and she got one there, and then before you know it, they're right back in it because we missed a couple of shots that we took early in the shot clock. So we need to get that all straightened out and make sure that at the end of the game we're making sure that we're taking full advantage of those possessions.
Alex Edwards got into the ball game tonight, played an extensive minutes, didn't score tonight, but you can see that she's going to be a big part of this basketball team someday.
Yeah, Alex is her IQ is really high. She's got great basketball IQ, and she's a really good passer, and she does a lot of nice things. You know, she's just playing behind a couple of upperclassmen, so you know, it's good for her to get some minutes and get in there and have some opportunities to learn and grow and get more acclimated to the college game.
So now it's off to Morningside on Saturday. We'll show you a score tonight where Morningside was beaten tonight by Midland 68-64. You kind of talked about it when I talked to you in the pregame show, that any team can beat any other team in the conference, and that's an indication. But the Mustangs are going to be fighting mad come on Saturday.
Absolutely. That's I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. Morningside and Midland are, you know, two teams that I think are going to be really good this year. Obviously, Midland's much improved, and definitely every night you got to be ready to go, and every team can probably beat anybody in the conference. So it's going to be an interesting year for sure.
Have you seen anything out of Morningside that you're as tough as they have been in the past?
Yeah, you know, I've seen a lot of film. Obviously, we played some common opponents, and they're deep, and they shoot the ball obviously really well, like they always have. And you know, they've got that weird zone that you got to prepare for, and it's a different look, and your kids aren't used to it. But definitely, obviously, they're beatable.
All right, we'll see you Saturday in Sioux City.
Thanks.
Yep, Kerry Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings. Again, the Broncos knock off Doan tonight by a score of 83-73 in women's college basketball after leading at halftime by a score of 43-36. We've got the men's game coming up in just a few minutes here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll check in with Bill Gavers, the head coach of the Hastings College men's basketball team, as our Bronco coverage continues tonight on 1230 KHAS.